You're listening to Rusty Humphries on 640 WGST and 640WGST.com.
Hello, welcome back. It is the Rusty Humphries Show. Our phone number here is 404-367-WGST. Rocky Patel, the Cigar Czar, coming up. One of the great American success stories of our time. We'll talk with Rocky Patel coming up in a little bit. But Jackie Gingrich Cushman is here. Jackie is an author, and she lives here in Atlanta. And her pappy thinking about running for president. Hey, Jackie, how you doing?
I'm great, Rusty. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I want to talk with you about your writing and your books. And as a matter of fact, you've got a new book out there that came out a little while ago, right?
Yes, I have a book out called The Essential American. It's 25 documents and speeches that every American should own. And it really provides a great history of our country, from Patrick Henry all the way through to George W. Bush.
And these are like some of the great speeches?
These are both speeches and documents. And the goal is really to have a one-place reference, so I include the actual speech and documents so you can see for yourself what was written or what was said, and I also provide an introduction for each of them to say who was involved, what was happening, why was it important, and why it still resonates with us today.
Are you able to take a step back and think about those great Americans, those great writers, and take a step back and look at your father with what he's trying to do and try to look at it from a historical point of view, or are you too close to it because he's your dad?
That's a great question, and I think a little bit of both. I think sometimes it's too close because you get overwhelmed with the emotions and the personal impact, and then I think also I do, because I've grown up. You know, I grew up as he was campaigning, as he lost and won and led the revolution for the Republicans, that I can step back. And he's such a historian that when you hear him talk and you hear him put the great forces that are at work in our country in perspective, it makes you understand that not only are you really playing for today, but more importantly, as he says, you're playing for the next 10 years, which really means you're really talking about the next generation, which is huge.
Right. Jackie Gingrich Cushman here on the Rusty Humphries Show, 640 WGST. Yesterday he was supposed to, he's kind of made a very interesting announcement. I mean, everybody thought he was going to announce that he's running and then hasn't. Have you guys talked about strategy, or are you just the daughter and you kind of are watching kind of like everybody else?
Well, as you said, I am his daughter, and so I do spend a lot. I was with him for quite a while yesterday, actually. And was able to spend a good time with him. But, you know, where Dad is, I mean, he and Calista have been thinking very hard about the next step, and this is clearly the next step. And, you know, Dad believes, as I do, Americans are very concerned about our country's future, and we do need a different direction. I think we see that from different people and from different parties. And, you know, he's exploring whether there are enough people to help preserve America as an exceptional nation, and really looking forward to learning from the American people and to listening to them. He has a new website called Newt Explorer 2012, where he's getting people that are interested in this conversation to register. But it's going to be, and he is not about, and he was very clear about this yesterday, he is not interested in any type of a potential run that would involve one person winning and everybody else walking away. He understands that for us to have the level of change that we need as a nation, that we're going to have lots and lots of citizens' involvement, and it's going to take a lot of work.
Jackie Gingrich Cushman here on the Rusty Humphries Show. What kind of a guy is he? I mean, I know a lot of people around here know him well. I mean, he represented this area for quite a while. But behind the scenes, is he quiet? Is he nice? Is he mean? Does he beat the kids? What's he like?
He doesn't beat the kids.
Okay.
I know he's going to beat anybody. But no, he's a great guy. And I'll tell you, I mean, he's interesting because he's, you know, my memory of growing up is, we were the family that read together. So, you know, my mom would be reading in the den, and my sister and I would be laying on the floor reading, and my dad would be walking. He loves to walk and read. So he would walk up and down the room while he read. So, and clearly we all know he's intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that I like most about my dad is that I can see, especially from, I think, when he was speaker to now, is I can see a huge amount of growth as a person. I mean, he's clearly, he's grown a lot since then. I mean, you look back when he was speaker, and I don't think he had any idea of how much intense press scrutiny he would be under as the first new Republican speaker in, a generation. And I think that was a great learning experience for him because he learned about what you should and should not do. And to me, that gives me a lot of hope because, you know, if my dad can learn along the way, then that gives hope that I can learn as well. So and one of the things that people don't know about him until they actually either meet him or see him in person is he's actually really funny. He's got a really great sense of humor.
Are you now? You said he's grown as a person. This is the one thing that, you know, everybody thinks everybody has to be a perfect human being to become president of the United States. And, you know, guys like John Kerry and Al Gore, man, they did everything they could to not make any mistakes their whole lives. And boy, I wouldn't want them near the presidency because they never learned from any mistakes. Because in their minds, they never made mistakes.
Right. Yeah. And I think we have to realize, I mean, first of all, you know, there is no perfect person living today. I mean, I make mistakes every day. I'm probably going to make 3 or 4 on your show today. Hopefully,
awesome.
Not too
make
bad.
Make them big, okay?
You know, we all make mistakes every time, and we have to hope that we learn from those mistakes. And you know, I was asked earlier this morning, you know, would you like your dad? Would he be if he ran? Would he be a good president? I said, you know, look, he had the first tax cut in 16 years when he was speaker. He had the largest capital gains tax cut. He reformed welfare. He balanced the budget for 4 years, and they paid down over $400 billion in debt. Sounds pretty good to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a good record. He actually achieved things. And when you look at the contract of America, and his ability to get people and the country excited about the legislator actually implementing something, right, doing something. I think you can say, you know, he really does bring a lot to the table.
Of course, though, folks are going to worry about the personal stuff more than just about anything, I think, don't you?
Well, I think a lot of that, honestly, is the media. I mean, that's what they like to talk about because they can talk about it. Mm-hmm. But honestly, you know, people are interested in performance. They want someone that is actually going to do what they say.
I know that's what I want.
Wouldn't that be nice if you actually heard someone say it and then they actually did it later? That would be really refreshing.
You know what's great about this president is you know one thing. He'll tell you anything you want to hear and won't do anything.
Well, see, I think a lot of us would like to be able to go back to our jobs, our everyday jobs, and to be really productive, and to know that when someone says something that it actually gets implemented. So it's going to be, you know, a very interesting time. He really is very interested in listening to the American people, learning what, you know, the keys are in terms of what's important to them, and we're going to have to see how it develops.
Are you doing anything, you're a great writer, great author. Have you thought about kind of following in the footsteps and taking notes and writing a book about the steps of becoming a president?
You know, at this point, Rusty, you know, I have 2 children. I have an 11 and 9-year-old, and they're really the focus of what I do every day. But you just never know. I enjoy writing. It's a lot of fun for me to be a creative, and you never know. But at this point, kids come first and everything else, you know, try to fit in among that.
You got a tear coming out of my eye. It was just so beautiful the way you said that.
Well, no, I'm sitting here watching. You appreciate that I'm sitting here out of my backyard and watching the kids run around in the backyard. So
is your son playing chess today?
No, actually, he's not. That's usually on Wednesday. So today we're having outside run around and hide behind trees, which is always good.
That's a good thing.
Exactly.
And you do a lot of writing your columns. You've got a great one on townhall.com right now called Liberty or Bondage, Our Coming Choice. You really think we have to choose between liberty or bondage?
I think we do. I think where we are as a nation is much deeper. I think the symptoms of the deficit, I think the symptoms of the legislators in Wisconsin leaving the state. I mean, you know, I'm trying to explain to my 11-year-old how you can leave a state if you're supposed to vote there, and I can't. I think are much deeper than just those symptoms. I think what we're going to come down to is who we are as a nation. Who are we? Are we still the nation that believes it was created and is exceptional? Is it an exceptional nation, which I believe it is, mm-hmm. based on the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and where and how we were formed? Or are we a nation that figures that it's more important for everyone to be equal in the end than for everyone to have an equal chance? And I think they're very different things. And the challenge you have is you cannot give total security without creating change in some way, shape, or form, whether they are psychological, whether they are societal, there's always something with it.
Right.
So I think we really have to be careful about trying to make everything perfect because you can't spread enough around. You have to actually create items and create value.
The only way you make everybody fair and equal is you bring people down.
Exactly. Yeah. The lowest common denominator. And to me, that's not America. America's about giving everyone opportunity and everyone working as hard as they can.
Mm-hmm. Jackie Gingrich Cushman. The name of the book is what?
The Essential American.
The Essential American. It's a great book. She also wrote a book with her father called The Five Principles for Successful Life from Our Family to Yours. She's a great Atlantan, and it's always a pleasure, Jackie. We got to do lunch again soon.
I'd love to. Rusty, thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you. Keep us posted on what's going on with your dad, and who knows, maybe you'll be hanging out at the White House, huh?
I sure will. I'll let you know. Thanks.
If that happens, do I get to go to one of the parties?
You're always invited.
Yeah,
Come on.
You keep saying that. I haven't been anywhere near your house. I see how this is. Hey, Jackie, thank you. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Rusty.
Take care. Bye-bye. She's so great. Jackie Gingrich Cushman. She's really, really cool person. And whether her dad was Newt Gingrich or not, she's really, really smart and cool. And we're going to have her on the show a lot more often.